may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Listen
to me. Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. Is Radio BAM? Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah. Just flew in from the Virgin Islands, and I'm here with Anthony. Oh, the Bloodhound Gang. He's been on tour for a while. How's it been going?
Well, good, good. We just got home about a month ago, and good shows. I mean, everybody's happy to be home. We've been on the road for...
Aren't I on the video screen saying whatever country you're in, say if you're in Germany, I'm like, yo, what's up? It's BAM. Fuck Germany.
Yeah, and sometimes, like, Jared's all liquored up, and he doesn't, like, put the right countries in, so if, like, we're... If we were doing, like, Slovakia, like, he'd be like, what's up there, you French fucks? Like,
and he forgets.
Yeah, like, you know, forgetting to, like, everyone's all liquored up trying to, you know, they forget to program it on the computer, you know, to say what matches in the screen. Everyone, like, looking around, like, French. We're in, like, Bulgaria.
With the videotape.
They
fucked that up?
No. It's on for every country, like, right on. It's funny because sometimes, like, you know, when they go through it during the day, like, if something gets fucked up and, like, it just plays, like, the yesterday wherever we were playing, and then it's, like, you know, like,
Does anybody get bent out of shape, though, when
they
fuck their country?
Oh, they fucking... No, actually, Missy says it. She fucking bends everybody up. They're like, well, fuck the German fucks if you're in Germany. They're like, fuck you!
Do they yell boo and
stuff? They fucking...
Do they know it's a joke, though, or are they really mad?
No, they think they're... I don't know. I mean, they're pretty bent out of shape, and then they bust into the fox trot, like you say, and then, you know, and then it's cool after that.
Was it a good thing that I did that, or bad?
No, it was great, man. Anything that, you know, Jim especially, and Jared, they're masterminds, you
it
know
It
is what I
a
mean?
Bloodhound Gang show, you know?
Right, so, you know, like, I mean, beside what those two do for the band and for any stage show, like, if you stage something, those two are the masterminds. I mean, they are fucking great at whatever they do. And it's funny because... You know, you said it's a Bloodhound Gang show, like, you know, and Evil Jarrett used to, you know, piss on Jim's head after playing a Depeche Mode song. The funny part was we were in, I think, Denmark, and Jarrett couldn't piss because he had to take a shit. And, you know, and he looked like he got stage fright, and I went up to him, I said, what's the matter? You can't piss on Jim? You do it fucking every night, man, you know, every tour, whatever. And he's like... Annie, I gotta take a severe shit. If I try and piss, I'm gonna, you know, shit my drawers. I'm like, all right, what are you gonna do? He's like, I'll figure something out. So he pulls down his pants and proceeds to shit nuggets.
On stage.
On stage, in his hand, and then bring Jim over, take Jim's Phillies hat off, and smear wet Boone shit in his fucking hair and down his face.
And Jim had to sing the rest of the song
with, like, sesame seeds running off his nose.
Was it pure disgusting?
It was amazing. I threw up about 15 times.
Did the crowd love it, or were they
appalled but shocked at the same time? I don't know.
Do you think they got their money's worth?
That night they did.
Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. Could you see him, like, his ass shitting?
Like... He came up to me, actually, and I jerked him around. I said, jerked him off. I said, what's the matter? You can't piss? You piss every fucking night. And he's like, I got to take a severe shit. If I try and piss, I'm going to shit myself. So I got to do something constructive with the shit. That's what I know what he was thinking. So he's like, check this out. And Jim was jerking him around like, you can't piss on me, blah, 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 blah. And the crowd was like, you know, like, what's going on? It was complete silence. Pulled down his pants, shit in his hand, and just took Jim's hat off and wiped it.
But,
in his hair,
but, like,
and right in his face.
The fans know damn well that it was straight from his ass, right?
It was blatant, right in front of the stage. No denying it. Just dropped nuggets.
That
is
amazing.
And just smeared it right in Jim's face. It was the most...
What kind of shit was it?
Was it hard shit or diarrhea? It's funny because when we're in the catering line, Jared always walks through and says, all right, what's Frankie going to be wearing tonight? Because he always throws up on him. So if it's like Chinese food, he'll pick the most disgusting shit to eat during the course of the day. And then he'll throw that up on him or shit it on him or piss it on him. And Actually, he ate like some like Asian food that day, and it was a mess. And Jim had like Sarajevo like noodles hanging off his nose.
Sarajevo, you're in Bosnia?
I don't know, near there somewhere.
So how did Jim handle it?
Jim was into it. Like, that's the sick part. Jim is such a sick fuck.
Did he get a shower straight after
actually,
the show?
Actually,
or did he chill with it and sip on a beer?
Actually, there was another song that had to be played, and he played with doo-doo running down his fucking lips. And then during the encore, you know, they go off, they take like a five-minute smoke break, and 5 minutes back, you know, they go back on stage. Well, we went down to this cheap, busted bathroom with half the plumbing working, and he washed his hair. But when he walked by me, he smelled like a litter box because he had shit in his hair.
He was probably just immune
just
to it at
nuggets,
that point.
Like smeared, like pasty
dude,
shit.
Dude, that's all, like taking it to the
honestly,
next level.
Honestly, I mean, they're a fucked up band no matter what they do. I mean, it's amazing. You know, everybody gets a kick out of their, you know, their fucking stage antics. But me seeing that, I was like, I froze. I was like, oh, my God, he's shitting in his hand. He's going to wipe it in Jim's face, in his mouth.
Here's the sucky part. Now they're going to go to Bosnia next year, and he's going to piss on him instead of shit on him, and they're going to be like, nah, they were better last year.
Yeah, it's done. You can't top that.
So he's kind of doomed in a way.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. Like, those guys never cease to amaze me. They're the best guys I've ever worked for. And,
who's that, Everclear?
They're just...
yeah, Everclear. Him is playing tonight at the Electric Factory, but we're at the Lowe's Hotel, and I'm getting ready to meet Villa in his room.
Yep.
And it's 5 o'clock, because we had to pre-record the show, because they go on at 9:30, so it's too much running around. But why is Jimmy not here?
Well, since we got back from tour, you know, Jim being a businessman and you know, doing his thing, he was very, very busy. I mean, he even on the road, like, I gotta give that motherfucker credit, he sits in front of his computer every fucking hour of the day until they go on stage. I mean, excuse me, all day.
How do you know he's not looking at internet porn?
He very well might be. But I see him on his computer all day, and the same as at his house every day. He's a workaholic. He gets his act together, gets his shit done. But actually, tonight, he had a bunch of stuff to take care of with the band. And
Are you the manager too, Anthony?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm not smart enough to be a manager.
It sounds like. You got all types of excuses for Jimmy Pop.
Because he's over his house every day.
Yeah, exactly.
What's up with the bagger these days? You are his manager, aren't you?
Yeah.
You are the bagger's manager.
Yeah. I take care of that retard.
So since the filming of Ming Hags has completed... What is the bagger doing these days?
Well, he's still telling
people
to go.
Yeah, he'll be a star.
I don't need to do Howard Stern anymore because I'm working with
him. I heard
he wanted to go to Regis and Kelly Lee.
Sounds like a good fit.
I said, you're an asshole. What
Regis
are you talking about?
Kelly Lee?
Yeah.
Kelly Lee, is that even who it is?
Yeah, it's Kelly Lee, but she's gone.
Right.
Regis and Kelly Repo.
He's an idiot. Kelly Lee. After the you know, went on Howard a few times and stuff, you know, he just wanted to go to bigger and better things. And
I've heard him on Howard,
and they were coming to pick us up the last time we were there, and he called me like I don't know, they're supposed to pick us up at like 4 o'clock in the morning to go back to go up to New York, and he's like,
yeah, dude, I just let you know, didn't get the personal day, but, you know, maybe we can do it next time.
I'm like, what do you mean you didn't get the personal day after you fucking told me?
Is he still beating off the Gina Lynn?
I'm telling you right now, he's painting his curtains all upside down with that guy. You know what I mean?
That guy, Gina Lynn?
Yeah, that guy. He's in the, you never know with that bagger.
I thought you were talking about Gina Lynn, calling that guy. He's a girl.
The funniest thing about the bagger, this is honestly God truth. Like, he called me last week and he said, you know, because I always tell him to keep his mustache because it's like a powerful look.
How often?
You know?
Oh, big
with
time.
His wind tunnel testing.
He can't lose that.
Right.
So it's a three-sided dick, doesn't it?
So he called me and he says, you're going to be really mad at me. And I said, what happened? He goes, my mom bought me a new electric razor and I had a fight with it and it won. I said, what do you mean it won?
He shaved it?
No, it's the best. I said, just come up here. Let me examine this thing. And you already want the work.
Hitler mustache.
He already went to work like that all day, and the customers were looking at him like,
like what?
Fucking asshole. Are you a fucking dick bagging my fucking canned goods with a goddamn
but then they
jerk off mustache?
Then they must say something like, what's up with that mustache?
I don't know. I messed up the razor.
And then they don't know what to say.
Yeah, but they said to him, they're like, yo, asshole. You know, I know you're. Ain't right and all, but you know, you got a Hitler mustache. He's like, Hitler, what the fuck? Who's that dude? And I'm like, they're like, well, you got a Hitler mustache. Go home, shave. He came up to my house, and well, I thought one of those like woolly bear caterpillars was sitting on his friggin' lip, you know, them little furry pricks.
Yeah.
So then he comes up, I said, you went to work like that? He says, yeah. I said, you ain't right.
You're not right.
You should have got a pink slip for having a retarded stash. That's what you should have got. And they should have put you on fucking flower duty outside picking up cigarette butts like a bozo. That's what you should have had as a punishment because you're a jerk off.
Was it like all uneven though? Or was it like a
No. The funny thing was he said he cut the one side uneven.
So then he evened the other one out?
Yeah, but the one side, both sides were out to here, okay? Mm-hmm. He went over. He must have had like a lapse. And, like, skipped across his face like a bush hog cutting weeds down on the side of a road. And he mowed it down to here. And he put the other side over to here. And then next thing I know, I'm like, man, that's the most perfect Hitler mustache I've ever seen.
A red Hitler stache.
He's an idiot.
Yeah, an idiot.
So when you go on Howard Stern here, when they loop in,
yes, yes, and now.
Yeah, that's the bagger
right.
From Royersford, Pennsylvania. And he doesn't want to go on Howard Stern anymore because...
What to do, Kelly...
Howard doesn't pay, and I want to do Kelly. He's just in Kelly Lee because I'm on Bam's new movie.
Yeah, that's what he said.
He was trying to get into porn. He was telling me he wanted to do porn.
I got news
with
for
Gina
you.
Lynn.
His dick, I'm telling you right now, is like a rotted 2x4 hanging off his hip.
Didn't he call you when he was
How
filming
did you
me
wind
next?
Up seeing it? Would you catch him jerking off?
Because Jim pulled his pants down in a trap, and then Evil Jared dumped hot ashes on his dick. But it doesn't matter because he's uncircumcised, so it looks like an autopsy at the end. You know, like someone's arm got cut off, and they never sewed it up. And when you pour, like, hot ashes or something on his dick, like, that hood covers it, so you don't get nothing in there to get inflamed.
Doesn't he stay at your house from time to time?
Like, he's at my house every night, nonstop, drinking 40s of Old English and Mickey's.
You caught him jacking off one time.
Well, actually, yeah, this is... You want me to tell this one?
Hell yeah. Okay, we're on Sirius Radio, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, so here we go. My roommate was at my apartment, and I said, I'll be home in 10 minutes. He's like, well, Mark just came up here. Mark, a.k.a. the bagger. So I said, okay, we'll just stay there. Don't leave the room because it's like letting a friggin' hyena loose in my apartment with him. No one there, you know. You don't know what's missing, what's broken. So he's like, okay. So I show up, and I open the door, and my roommate left without telling me. And I sort of looked into my living room, and his pants are down to his ankles, jacking off the porn. In my kitchen.
What was on the TV?
Where was the porn from?
On the internet. My roommate gave me the internet to just surf the net.
What'd he find?
He found something, and I found something all over my kitchen, too, and I wasn't into him.
What website did he go to?
I have no idea.
Tell me to go to the back.
No. I just walked in, and I almost shit my pants. I was like, oh, my God, this dude's jamming one off in my living room.
Just straight out in your living room?
Just straight out, and I quick darted down the hallway, and I was like, Mark... You know, I didn't want to go in there because I was traumatized. I needed therapy for like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Mark, what are you doing?
Nothing, dude.
Just sat on the couch and didn't say a word to me all night.
Was he embarrassed?
And he was like,
come on, Brett Favre. Get him intercepted.
Like, trying to change the subject.
Yeah, watching a Brett Favre. A fucking football game. Yeah. Like, you know,
while
like
he's thinking about his
like,
half jerked off dick.
Like, it's like,
Brett
dude,
Favre.
I'm thinking about seeing your prick putting a chandelier up in his joint. And I got to hear you talk about Brett Favre. I know you were in the kitchen. I
Brett
saw
Favre.
You. I caught you.
He was just crazy embarrassed, wasn't he?
He is out of his mind. Completely.
Yeah.
And from the looks of it, Bam, with him in your new movie.
When's that coming out?
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day. On the internet or DVD or what?
It'll be with Warner Brothers on DVD. But
that's good.
I don't want to put it out like... for Christmas and rush it and don't have any promotion you know, all that.
Sure.
Like, I'd rather see, like, magazine ads and stuff.
Yeah,
so
totally.
I decided to postpone it.
So, around Valentine's Day, is that what you said?
That's sweet.
What's up, sweetheart?
Look, sweetheart's here, dude. How are you, dude?
All right, well,
we are here at the Lowe's Hotel, and now we're going to go see Villa before the him show, and just got back from the Virgin Islands, so I'm pretty tired, but I'm going to wake up with a Jack here and Coke. So this is Radio Bam. Let's play a Bloodhound Gang
song.
Them
virgins will wear you out.
If you wish to.
What's your favorite Bloodhound Gang song?
Yeah, what is the favorite of somebody who's heard so many Bloodhound Gang songs so many times? What is Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I never heard that one.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah. If you had to put one in right now, what would you want to hear?
It's for Sirius Radio, Radio Bam.
You can play anything, by the way.
Yeah. I like Chasey Lane.
Yeah, me too.
That is a fucking funny-ass good song.
It's a good song.
We should play Chasey Lane to Gina Lynn and see what she has to say.
Yeah.
All right, well, here it goes, and then now we're going to go up to Villa's room and talk to his ass as well. So this is Radio Bam Shears 28 Faction Bloodhound Gang.
Chasey Lane, I wrote to explain I'm your biggest fan. I just wanted to ask, could I eat your ass right back as soon as you can? You've had a lot of dick, had a lot of dick. I've had a lot of time, had a lot of time. You've had a lot of dick, Chasey, but you ain't had mine. Dear Chasey Lane, I wrote to complain, you never wrote me back. How could I ever eat your ass when you treat your biggest fan like that? You had a lot of dick, had a lot of dick. I've had a lot of time, had a lot of time. You've had a lot of dick, Chasey, but you ain't had mine. Dear Chasey Lane, I wrote to constrain, this letter is my last. As your biggest fan, I must demand you let me eat your ass. You've had a lot of dick, had a lot of dick. I've had a lot of time, had a lot of time. You've had a lot of dick, Chasey, but you ain't had mine. P.S. Mom and Dad, this is Chasey. Chasey, this is my mom and dad. Now show 'em them titties. Now show 'em them titties. P.S. Mom and Dad, this is Chasey. Chasey, this is my mom and dad. Now show 'em them titties. Now show 'em them titties.
Would you fuck me for blow?
It's Radio Bam.
Turn it up.
This is Brandon.
You know, do that voice you do. I don't fucking do that.
This is Radio Bam, Sirius 28 Faction. Wow.
Right. Radio Bam, Sirius 28 Faction. I just got back from Virgin Islands to a him concert, and we're here at Lowe's Hotel with Zilla Zallo. I haven't seen you in a while, dude. What have you been up to? Well, the tour, but besides that?
Not a lot. You know, jerking off and reading some books. That's about it.
No chick yet?
No.
You've been chickless for like a year.
You promised me a chick.
I know.
You promised me one, so I was waiting for it, but, you know, not.
But you're on tour, so I can't have her, like,
I wanted that
around.
To be my birthday present. I'm 31 now, man.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. I had my birthday on Thanksgiving. You know, that was the saddest Thanksgiving ever. We're in Fort Lauderdale. I was in a room eating bananas and reading a really, really shitty thriller. That was my birthday. That was so sad. I'm a sad person.
How long have you been on drinking for?
About 6 months.
Six months?
Been over 6 months, yeah.
Feel good?
No. Life is harder when you're sober.
Plus, you've like lived at the bar. What do you do now?
I don't live. I'm like the undead.
You just read books in the bunk, hibernating there with your pipe?
Yeah, I'm being depressed. You know, I don't necessarily miss being fucked up, but, you know. I'm kind of a sensitive, you know, insecure person. So, you know, I don't get to meet anybody. I don't do anything. I'm just killing time and waiting for this life to be over.
Why don't you take Lexapro or something?
What's that?
It's like antidepressant. Makes you happy.
Oh, well.
Even when you're bored to tears, you'll just be sitting in your room by yourself like...
Oh, really? Yeah. I got to try this.
With a big smile on your face.
Can I shoot it?
I don't know. I never, like, Zoloft, Lexapro, I never took any of that. But, Chad, you probably have, haven't you?
I'm not on it. I'm happy without any antidepressant drugs.
Yeah, you look like that.
Except for my cigarettes and Jack Daniels. Speaking of Jack Daniels, where the fuck is it?
Yeah, we ordered some Jack Daniels up to the room.
So, tour's been going good. This is your second to last date, right?
Hold on. Yeah, 3 more gigs to go. Then we're done. You're flying over to Europe and then starting touring the UK.
So what is it?
What?
There's Philly tonight, then...
2 gigs in New York. We're playing the Nokia Theater.
And then you're done.
Yeah, then we're done. So sweet. I'll just, fly over back home for a day and a half and then start the UK thing.
Then you go to England.
Indeed.
Where you can't smoke in the venue or on the tour buses. You're going to kill yourself.
And in Scotland, I just heard that you can't smoke in the hotel rooms. So all the hotels are non-smoking as well.
You're going to have to super glue a lawn chair to the top of the bus.
No, I'm quitting.
Yeah, right.
I'm not smoking.
Oh.
I'm quitting music. I do understand the fact that, you know, cigarettes might be harmful for your health and stuff like that, but you got to have enough of a punk in yourself just to be against some stupid politicians, you know. But cigarettes have been around for thousands of years. You know, it's like, what's that? You know, you should ban cars. And you should ban everything, you know, basically, if you're thinking of what causes all the, you know, catastrophes in the atmosphere and stuff. You know, it's you know, nicotine is my god, man.
Villa, why'd you cancel the UK tour? Because you can't smoke. I'm just going to go home and hibernate in the house in my castle.
You know, it's kind of weird because, you know, I got to do something. So I got to start taking drugs again or something like that. You know, I don't know. You know, it's just weird. You know, you can have a lot of pyros, you can have a lot of smoke machines on stage, and they're, you know, the smoke from smoke machines, you know, that's even more harmful than cigarette smoke. So it's kind of weird.
Well, how are they going to know when you're in the back of the bus with the window down and you're smoking? How's the driver going
to
know?
I'm proud to be a smoker. I'm not going back there in the back lounge of a bus.
Speaking of smoking.
Yeah, we should do as much as we can now because... UK is going to be disastrous.
You got to smoke all the cigarettes you can here and now before you go to England.
I'm definitely trying my best. I'll be cutting down a bit. Now I'm only smoking like 2.5 packs a day, so that's nothing compared to the 5 I used to.
And then you went on your tobacco pipe little kick.
Yeah, well, you know, it's just hard to travel with a lot of pipes, so that's the only problem. But I don't know. I'll figure something out. I don't know what it is, you know.
Any new CDs that came out that you're pretty stoked on?
No, I've been listening to, like, we're going to be touring in Europe with Paradise Lost,
mm-hmm.
Like, early next year. And so I got all day old albums. So I'm a big fan of that stuff. Grew up with it. Like, the album One Second, Host, Believe in Nothing, and then the early Gothic. That was pretty good.
Well, let's play your favorite song from Paradise Lost right now. What would it be?
Let's play whatever. You know, it's all good. It's all good.
I don't know any.
You don't know any?
No.
Well, One Second off One Second. That's one of the classics. If you don't know that song, you're going to love the album.
Okay. Yeah. So let's hear One Second by Paradise Lost as Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
Woohoo. I wish that you were dead.
kids. Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes, because you're listening to Radio Bam. I'm Sirius 28 Faction.
That was Paradise Lost. This is Radio Bam. Where are those dudes from?
They're from Yorkshire in England.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and they're one of the first guys to sort of like invent the whole term gothic metal. They had this album called Gothic, and then they were a lot heavier back in the day,
mm-hmm.
like with growling vocals and all that, you know, and then they did that on One Second, where they kind of became like somewhere in between of maybe Sisters of Mercy, Depeche Mode, Type O Negative, something, and kind of like went unnoticed in a lot of countries, the album. Mm-hmm. And, but that's one of my favorites. You know.
And speaking of bands like that, don't you have Fields of the Nephilim playing at the Helldone Festival?
We're so happy. Yeah. We're in touch with, you know, I'm a big fan. I've always been a big fan of that band. And they never played Finland before. And they're like one of the forefathers in the, you know, the goth scene or whatever you want to call it. And they're playing one of the nights. They're going to be headliners there. And the night before we're performing.
Oh, they're not opening for you?
No. We have like it's a 3-day festival
again
this year, yeah.
Okay.
We have the first day is going to be a lot of Finnish bands, you know, because there's so many people flying all over the world to see, you know, bands play, that the first night is full-blown just Finnish rock and metal and stuff like that. So
who are, what are all the bands?
There's, if I could only remember, it's a band called Ayattara, which is like fairly slow black metal.
You gave me their CD, yeah.
They're great. And then a band called Mokoma.
Okay.
Which are, it's like a kind of thrash metal, uh-huh. but in Finnish. And it's kind of, there's a lot of weird stuff happening there. So it's going to be pretty good. But I've been trying to sort the whole thing out, you know, while touring. So it's a bit of a pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm. Kinda. And who's opening on this tour?
On this tour, Bleeding Through. With the sweet Martha on keyboards.
Yeah, with the heartogram on her belly.
That's what I heard, yeah. It's a weird band. I don't know whether they're like, you know, straight edge or whatever, but
yeah,
they're as introvert as we are as a band. We've never on this first American band we've never hung out with. It's like they always gone when we're done with the set. And
yeah, I bumped like into her at the Slayer concert, and she was like, "You don't know me, do you?" I'm like, "Yes, I kind of do." Yeah, that I thought about it. I was like, "That's the girl that I had in the Hummer that I was all necking with." I was necking her. I did other stuff, too, but I'm not going to say it.
Oh, yikes.
Oh, that was a long time ago. I don't care.
You neck, I was with Jen at
the time. You necked the keyboard player of Bleeding Through?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Didn't Matt Dice neck the keyboard player of Cradle of Filth? And then told her, like, "Yo, I'm really good at fucking." And she's like, "Yeah, never mind."
Ew. Who says that?
Dice.
That's so not a way to get down a girl's pants. Hey, man, I'm pretty good at fucking.
Yeah, let me find out.
So I got to know about, okay, there's a guy named T.T. Oxalo who used to do your old albums. He produced them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he basically looks like a hobbit that should be in Lord of the Rings.
We call him Bilbo, don't we?
Bilbo Baggins, yeah. And he goes to the office, which is...
A bar,
and he drinks Mule Mutt, which is
both.
Yeah, which is basically give me both, which is Jameson and beer together, and
in the same pint glass. Actually.
So what's wrong with him?
Oh well, you know he's not doing really well. You know, it's you know, let's say Mule Mutt, sort of like you know, muffed him up big time. He's you know, we were supposed to be working with him again, but he doesn't have a home anymore. That's what I heard. He doesn't. He basically lives in the streets and stuff.
So
I don't know, you know, it's just like,
what the fuck? That's so weird.
Much, I don't know, you know, the Bukowski trip, you know, became too much or something. I guess that, you know, it's just too much alcohol.
And, how can booze cause you to not have a house? Like, he's straight up homeless.
Yeah, but if you drink enough, you know, you can.
Is he like straight up on the street, or is he crashing at a buddy's house?
Well, I guess the buddies are not letting him to crash anywhere anymore because, you know, it's not the most, you know, I wouldn't do that.
He's just in, like, full-blown the worst poor
shape. Well, he's trying to, you know, get money out of all the old friends and, you know, just to be able to sip on a beer the whole day, so...
Why don't he start doing, producing music again?
Oh, because he can't. He's physically unable to do that because he's so muffed. So, that's the whole... He's really out there.
Shit, he needs to go into rehab.
Well, you know, so he should. He's been in a hospital a couple of times.
You scared the living shit out of me the time you went to rehab.
With the night before. Asthma thing.
Yeah. You had an asthma attack. I'm like, I'm calling an ambulance. No. No, don't. Don't call it. I'm like, well, I'm calling Seppo then. It was like 8 in the morning. You were up all night. You had piss-warm beer in your hand. You had two of them, and you're sipping on it. I'm like, do you want me to at least get you ice for that? You're like, no. This goes on for 20 more minutes. Then I need to go call me. I was like, oh, my God. I'm going to watch you fucking die right here on Sunset Boulevard like River fucking Phoenix.
Well, you know. You know, it's that was one of the first... You know, first times in like 15 years that I had an asthma attack like that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, partying causes that. You smoke a lot, you stay up for a long time. And
yeah.
So, but that was really, really bad.
And the night before, you didn't even care. I was helping you big time, but you were just polishing off the minibar. You didn't give a shit if it was like gin and orange juice, beer, wine, white wine, red wine, red wine and Coke.
I was having a good time. I was partying.
Yeah.
That's what it's called.
And I had this prescription of Adderall, partying, man. And I gave him one, and then he was just like digging through my pockets. I think he took like 5 all in a row. I'm like, oh, my God. Then you hung out with Steve-O all night. Thank God I went to bed. Oh, my God.
You know how it is.
Yeah.
You're not an angel. Come on.
Oh, no.
It was good fun, but it's just, you know. Got the best of me.
If anybody should have went to rehab at that point, you.
Yeah, well, you know, so I did, you know. It was good fun. It was nice shitting, vomiting blood for about a couple of weeks in a row.
What do you think of rehab versus detox? Like, what's the difference?
Well, I did the detox in the rehab. So, you know, in that particular rehab, they had 12 steps, which is not my cup of tea because it's based on some sort of belief, you know, on a higher power or whatever. So they made me pray to God. I was switched the word God to Ozzy or Sabbath, but it was actually good. You know, I consider it to be the best vacation I ever had because I was in Malibu for a month with no cell phone on. I didn't have to work at all. I was just, you know, for the first time in ages, eating proper, and you know,
how long of a rehab did you go to?
Well, it was 30 days nowadays, but I was there for like 27, then I needed to go back to work.
Because I know a guy who just goes to detox and then thinks he's, you know, he's fine the next day.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of people who do that. And, you know, it's, let's say for me, it wasn't like that. I was heavily, you know, medicated because I had so bad shakes and, you know, I was like shadow of myself. So it took me about like a week and a half to get over that.
How was that affecting the band?
Well, obviously they were worried, but they knew that I had to do something about it. You know, I was in such a bad shape.
They didn't hate your guts, though.
What?
They didn't hate your guts for?
No, well, at the end of the day, I'm writing the songs, man. Yeah. So they're not on my payroll in that sense. But anyway, no, you know, we're all friends, and obviously they were like worried about what's going on. You know, because I was better at one point, and then it got worse and better and worse and better and worse.
How long did you struggle with that?
Well, let's say I was like. The bender I had lasted 2 years. So I was drunk like 2 years straight.
But what got you there, you weren't drinking like when him was building themselves up. You were...
Yeah, I was.
Yeah?
Yeah, so I've been drinking, you know, since I was 14.
So you think being sober changes the music in a good way or a bad way?
I don't know yet. It's hard to say, you know, we've been just touring, you know. I sing better, I sleep better. It's more of a challenge. I get more... You know, butterflies before a gig. I'm pretty nervous before a gig. If I would have been drunk, but
it's the only way to put a good show on.
No, you know, it's just, you know, I know. But
when I was hanging out with you all the time in 21, you were the first person that I've ever seen crack a beer open the minute you woke up. I thought it was fucking bizarre, and then I would be like, all right, I guess I'll do it too. And it totally cures the hangover, but I was just so used to, like, as soon as the sun goes down, that's when I would start drinking. Yeah. But you're like, oh, rise and shine, crack open a Budweiser.
Well, you know, the hair of a dog. Hair of a dog, that's what they call it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
Which is a weird... It's so weird. I don't understand that, but Missy, can you please explain hair of the dog?
I think it means that you just have to take like a little bit of what was the big problem the night before, like one hair of the whole dog, like one beer out of the whole night of drinking. That's how I take it.
That makes sense, but it took me 4 years to realize that phrase.
Well, recently I started drinking like after like 1 o'clock, and I thought that was the craziest thing I've ever did.
Yeah, but you lost 20 pounds though, so that's good, at least. He lost 20 pounds, dude.
before.
Right.
Are you still on that diet of yours?
Yeah, I'm going for another 20 by New Year's.
What are you eating?
Just portion food, just small food, salads and stuff.
Sweet, dude. Right. Congratulations.
Food salads. I'm sure the beer slows it down. The fuck is a food salad, though? Instead of just, like, trash salad or kitty litter salad.
You know, this is the same hotel where I had my wedding.
Hopefully not the same room.
You know what room this is, I think? I think this is Novak's room.
Oh, my God.
Where he broke both of his legs. He was on a fucking full-blown bender because...
How's he doing now? I haven't heard from
you.
He was trying to make it to one of the gigs, but...
D.C. probably.
D.C. or something. And then we actually had a shootout in D.C. outside of our bus.
That 930 club, that's the shadiest area ever.
That was so weird.
Yeah.
We were, like, having a meeting in the bus, and then there was some random dude walking the street with a shotgun.
Jesus fucking.
And then one of the
dude,
bouncers,
D.C.
one of the bouncers from the clubs, you know, he was, I guess, an ex-cop or something like that, so he was packing a gun, and he was pointing the gun at that guy and say, you know, what are you doing, you know, mm-hmm. you know, let go of that gun. And he ended up shooting that guy in the wing a couple
Jesus.
Of times. It was really weird.
When CKY was in D.C., there was that sniper going around.
Oh, yeah.
We were just like, hurry up, get out the bus, go in the club. We don't know if the sniper's around.
Yeah.
That's
fucking
so
D.C.,
weird.
Dude.
Luckily, he only went to supermarkets.
I don't know about luckily, but yeah.
Laying in the back of a trunk of a car with a gun pointing out of the keyhole.
That's so weird.
That is insane.
Do you remember his name?
No. Do you?
No, I kind of do, but that's, people get famous for that shit. That's why they do it almost.
The D.C. sniper.
There's probably some websites.
So Novak had two broken feet.
Yep.
And the doctor gave him 20 Vicodins. He took them all at once, loads of booger sugar, loads of drinks. He was so annihilated that the next morning at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I knocked on the door to see if he was still alive.
Yeah.
There's fucking 13 metal, like, cans or trays outside. I'm like, what the hell is this?
Metal.
I open it up. It's a brand new cheeseburger, all old and shit, though.
Yeah.
Lift up the next one. Lift up all of them.
It's the same.
He was so, I guess he was just so hungry and out of his mind. He's like, I'm starving. Let me get 13 cheeseburgers. Put it on my bill.
Sounds
it was
like no
$500 worth of cheeseburgers.
You followed the trail of stale cheeseburgers. Well done. Well done.
Fucking
well, I miss him still. Yeah, I haven't seen him in ages.
The last time we saw him, he was definitely high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was blaming it on Paxil because he never took it before and the doctor gave it to him.
That shit you were talking about earlier, right?
What?
That other antidepressant, that newer one, Lexapro. Any on that?
No. He said Paxil.
Oh. That don't do that to you either. Don't make you fucking high.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah, he was fucking
nod out and beady eyes and shit.
That's the thing, like, you never know. Like, he'll text you, yeah, I'm doing good, I'm doing great. And sometimes he is when I see him, and then other times he's not. And
did you hear about the overdose?
Oh, yeah.
Novak's overdose?
What? He OD'd.
Twice. In 1 week.
They found him, like, trying
to. And I gave him that $10,000 watch that got stolen, that he claims. He probably fucking pawned it off for $10. And then, yeah, so they found him in an alley, incoherent, went to the hospital. Then 5 days later, OD'd again, went back to the hospital, and then he calls me and he's like, yeah, I was in the hospital twice in 1 week, and that's when I realized I had a problem, Bam. Out of all the shit that he's been through,
better
that's
later
when
than
he
never,
realized.
I guess.
Jesus Christ.
No, it's fairly sad. He was doing pretty well, you know, back in the day.
Yeah, he was.
You know, like, when was it, like, 2 years ago?
Because I was making him skate every day.
Yeah, exactly.
When he couldn't skate at all, I would know that he was fucked up. So,
yeah. You never did heroin, right, Bam?
Hell no.
Really, you never did heroin?
No.
No. Yeah, it's a tough thing. I've got lots of dead friends from it, so Bam, luckily you don't.
I just think it's silly to fucking do heroin and then go out, or shit like Xanax or something like that that'll just, like, make you fall asleep when you're out. Like, who wants to go to, like, see the show tonight and then just fall asleep in the middle of it? Like, yeah, you might, like, be relaxed and feeling good.
There's a lot of jams, so there's a lot of time for me to take a nap in between.
You want to play a song now? Billy got his iPod here.
Yeah, we have your iPod, so let's rate it.
Oh, I don't have my own stuff in there.
What do you got?
Let's play some shit that you like.
I mean, you mean him stuff?
Yeah, I don't carry my own music here.
No, he plays
we'll
him
end
every
it with,
week.
We'll end it with him, John.
Oh, yeah.
Tonight's show is sold the fuck out, right?
I hope it is. I hope
it is.
Oh, yeah.
Because when Clutch was playing 2 days ago, the owner of the venue said that there was 100 tickets left, so you know that they're gone by now.
I was going to go to the Clutch show until I found out they were opening. I didn't know.
I still haven't seen Clutch.
No, they weren't. Coheed and Cambria was headline.
Oh, yeah. So I didn't want to do it. Jess called me up and said, dude, I think I'm just going to stay home. There's going to be a bunch of emos like hanging all around the club and shit. So yeah. It didn't sound like a good time.
You got to do Wall of Fire by Monster Magnet.
Oh, I love Monster Magnet.
Have you heard the new album?
No, is there a new album?
Yeah, it just came out, Four Way Diablo.
All right.
The album called
Monster Magnet's making records for fucking years, man.
Yeah, it's been a while. Aren't they?
They're from Jersey, I guess, yeah. But it's great. You know, that particular song, you know, it's Dave Windorf is my idol when it comes to rock and roll lyrics.
Oh,
you know,
great.
I kind of like, I was losing my faith in rock and roll for a bit, and then the album came out, and that song starts with, well, I'm back, and I got a cock made out of platinum. What can you say to that?
Is that the first song?
That's the second song of the album. That's the first line of
That'd be pretty rad to come out right away by saying
it. It shouldn't be the first one. Well, I'm back. I got a cock made out of platinum.
Have you heard Shipper's new song, Afraid to Fuck?
Afraid to Fuck?
Yeah.
No, I haven't. It's really good.
It's pretty
There's another one called Jacking Off at Full Speed While Crying.
That's what the Coldplay fans
True
do.
Story.
Yeah. I want to film a music video, though, with him in, like, a dragster, just going, like, down the street, just jacking off and crying. Jacking off at full speed while crying.
Don't work.
Don't hurt. Don't hurt.
Fuck. So, all right, what are we playing?
It's Wall of Fire.
Wall of Fire.
Monster Magnet.
Yeah.
This is Radio Bam from the Lowe's Hotel right before the hymn show. Let's hear it.
Serious 28 Factor.
Well, I'm back! And now back to Radio Bam thing on. How the fuck you say it? Is it serious?
Yeah.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
All right, shit asses. That was Monster Magnet, new album, Wall of Fire. That was a song. What's the album called? You know,
Four Way Diablo.
Yeah, man.
That's a new Monster Magnet, which
yeah,
is
the latest.
So I heard your new house got flooded, man.
Just a tiny little bit. I'm hoping for the best. That's not going to be too bad. But my dad just gave me a call a couple of days back, and you know, it's just like, for the first time in about 2 years, I'm going to have like a month and a half off. So I'm hoping not to spend it with like any construction workers.
Yeah.
You know, it's not necessarily the best way to spend your vacation.
Are you even going to open up that pool of yours?
No, you know, I opened it up last summer, but there was like a, you know, because I didn't care for it, there was like, I found some dead rabbits in there.
Yeah, there's like frogs and shit, like dead frogs laying around.
Yeah, it was weird. So now it's all closed. I was thinking of building a crypt. Or something like that. Like a horror movie. Like a crypt, like a mausoleum. So on.
Remember when that, there's like that old German fan brought her kid up there, up to your new place?
Oh, yeah.
She was like waiting outside. I got out of the cab and they're like, do you think that you could go get Villa to sign? I'm like, dude, I'm not going to do any of this. Like, I don't, you know, and then I went up there. 15 minutes later, they just come walking on up. And then Paleface, or what was his name?
Yeah, Paleface. Yeah.
Yeah. Then he came up. And he's like, you got to get out here. It's private property. How's he doing?
Oh, I haven't seen him in ages, you know, but since I've been on tour for a long time. But I guess he's working on some new stuff. And you know, it's been like 6 months since I've seen him. But he's a great guy.
Does he rap in Finnish?
No, in English.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's pretty good in what he does.
Hmm. Yeah. I never heard it. I was meaning to hear it, but.
Well, you know, I don't understand rap anyway, you know. So, you know,
like,
lyrics
or
anything like that. I don't know any of the slang, so, like, half the lyrics are like, I don't just get them at all.
Shorty, I'll take you to the slums. I'll take, like, just, like, taking his girlfriend to the ghetto. Slums. Why? Why would you do
that? Why not?
It's like a hit song. Well, and then, let's drive around in my Lamborghini Gallardo. We'll go to my place and just kick it like Tybo. Kick it like Tybo.
You ain't even got a Gallardo,
and it's a fucking hit.
You driving a Gallardo?
Yeah, and a Mercy Lager.
A Gallardo?
Yeah.
I don't even know
what
that is.
That's the purple one.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Chad Eye Gallardo.
It's all muffed up, though. I got to get it fixed. The tires.
The purple one. Didn't you give that to Missy on the show, or was that just for play?
Well, the doors are so fucked up because they're suicide doors. Like, they go up, and they're like, the guy did such a shitbag job that you need to, like, put some elbow grease into shutting it, and she doesn't have the muscles to close it, so it's more hassle than it's worth.
You drove that around on the gumball.
Yeah, I drove that around the world in 8 days. That thing got fucked up.
Yeah, I would.
But you go to the slums.
I went to the slums. I went to Kowa.
How was it?
And Serbia, too. Serbia was rad because we were going like fucking 160 at least, just flying down the road. Then I see this like cop on the side. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going down in flames right now. And then I look at him and he just puts his thumb up. And he's like, yeah. And then I'm like, holy shit, so I was just going even faster, like, in Serbia. Like, they were so stoked.
Lucky, though. You know, I've heard stories as well. You know, the cops are not necessarily too nice to Westerners.
Yeah, so. And the worst part was...
Westerners?
I was driving through...
It's not going to be nice, too, yeah.
I was driving through France.
If you're driving a really fancy car in some of the more, you know, random areas, you know, it can be...
Yeah.
They obviously see that you have a lot of money on you,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they can just stop you and, you know, it's like back in the day in Russia
or
something. If you give money to one cop, then all of a sudden all the cops know that you have the money, so everybody's going to be following you and you can't do anything.
Yeah.
They can take your passport away and you're stranded, you know, in the middle of, like, Red Square.
Yeah,
that was back in the day.
We'd pay in cash when we got pulled over just to not deal with the bullshit.
Yeah,
like, here's $300. How about that? Can I keep going? And then they...
Usually it's fine, but usually they also let, at that time, you know... In that case, they let all the cops know, so they're trying to make everybody rich by doing that. So,
have you guys toured in Russia?
We've done a few gigs in Russia, but it's a massive country, so we've done St. Petersburg and Moscow a few times. And it's always been
recently?
Great. About a year. No, this summer we played Moscow. We supported Metallica. They played a big stadium
there. No shit. We played with Metallica once.
Yeah. Their fans are so tough.
Yeah, it was one of the scariest gigs we ever fucking did. Like,
oh man, it seems like any band that opens, they'd be like,
fuck you, we want Metallica, yeah.
It was like that, but it was a good challenge in that. So we did Wembley Stadium as well.
Oh, that's
with them
awesome.
In England, and they had just like, you know, people sleep, you know, they've been, you know, sleeping in, you know, sleeping bags there like for 4 days just to be able to be in the front row. Yeah. So obviously they don't care about the band performing before the main attraction. So it was pretty tough. We were dodging the beer bottles, but it went down.
Oh, really? Well, luckily we played like in San Francisco where they're from at the Fillmore, and it was right after they got out of rehab, right before got out of rehab or whatnot, or James asked CKY to play, and that's all I had to say is James asked us to be here, and like, it was kind of mellow from there.
Good. You were lucky then.
That's probably a good idea.
Oh, yeah. A tour with them probably opened.
And you tour with Guns N' Roses, too.
Yeah.
How was that?
I've heard stories.
Yeah. It was really cool. I mean, we were warned all types of different things. Aside from what everybody else wants to think, Axl was actually okay and pretty cool. I kind of dig his version of how he does things. I like his, you know, wait and see, fucking wait forever, who gives a shit, fuck you. I like
it. Yeah. It was maybe New York or something, and he didn't even go to the fucking show. He went to a football game.
It was exactly. Philly. Yeah, it was a sold-out first.
He was at a fucking Giants game.
Yeah. It wasn't New York. Where was it?
He was actually not at a Giants game. He's in Washington's Crossing, which is right by me, a suburb of nowhere land in PA. He was just at a bar.
Watching the football game.
Yeah.
Not even at the football game.
Like, no, the fans rioted like hell, like, you know, in Philly, and they destroyed $1 million mixing board and everything. The night before, he sold out Madison Square Garden. We got to play that, luckily.
I wonder when they say, yeah, Axl, you not showing up, they rioted and they destroyed your $1 million mixing board. I wonder if he's like, shit, I probably should have went, or fuck it.
Who gives a shit? Do what you want to do.
It was probably fucked up on scotch or something.
Scotch, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. No, Axl used to go. I mean,
anything
I don't know if
like
he
a good idea
him.
When you're wasted on fucking Black Label or some shit.
He used to, during the shows, he'd go and run and take oxygen hits. Like, you know, because we'd be behind the scenes. We'd see him go and getting these oxygen tanks. Is that for asthma or...
No, a lot of singers actually do that. You know,
it's refuel.
Well, hyper, like, you know, Mike Monroe... out of Hanoi Rocks. Yeah. He was doing that stuff. When you're jumping around a lot, you know, and depending on the venue, if you're playing in places like, let's say, Denver, when you're fairly high up, you know, altitude, you know, the air is so not so thick. Yeah. You gotta, you know... It
kind of is true, because I went to a skate park in Denver, and, like, after 10 runs, I could barely even breathe anymore. Yeah. So if you fuck in Denver, does that mean that you just joined the Mile High Club?
What is the fucking Mile High Club?
It's when you fuck on an airplane.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was a real deal, though. What's the real Mile High Club?
That's
really
what you put in an airplane, yeah.
No shit. I thought it was like
I got blown on the airplane.
Was in the Mile High Club.
I guess that doesn't count.
You got blown on an airplane?
Yeah.
First class?
Yeah.
First class blowjob?
Yeah, remember that?
Oh, Missy. Come on now.
Well, what? I'm allowed to talk about that shit. We're married.
Yeah.
Everybody knows we do that.
I never got a blowjob on an airplane, Villa.
No, I haven't. I haven't. I consider it to be very inconsiderate to the rest of the passengers.
I jerk off on the airplane every time I'm on it.
Nah.
Yeah, that's the reason we never share the same airplane when we're flying. You know, it's always a different airline.
You have to kill time, dude. That kills about 10 minutes.
You're killing future
35,
kids.
35,000 feet in the air, going 500 miles an hour, and you're jerking off.
That's jerking off full speed while crying.
Yeah, that is full speed.
That's what the song's all about, yeah.
Yeah.
Does your load float?
No.
You have to be a little higher up?
You have to be in space.
Wow. Oh, shit.
Did you know that I painted Lance Bass on my garage in an astronaut outfit with the spaceship leaving him behind, and it's a trail of, like, a gay rainbow, and Howard Stern told him, he's like, do you know that you're on Bam Margera's garage? What do you think about that? He's like, well, I think it's an honor if I'm on his garage, you know? Like, but he totally knows. That's pretty rad.
Indeed.
All right, well, I think it's time to head to the gig, so we're going to go to Electric Factory and see a hymn show that I haven't seen in fucking a year at least.
What?
It's been a while.
Been that long?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right, well, we're ending this show with a 9-minute song, and it's Shit Goose's favorite, and they're playing it tonight. So, we're here with Zilla Zallo here at the Lowe's Hotel, signing off.
Mm-hmm.
Radio Bam, Sirius 28, Faction.
Sirius 28.
You.
Yeah. Sweet.
That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
Everybody. You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG. Wow.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.